Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. This quote was by Mahatma Gandhi. Folks, have you lately been seeking more harmony in your life? Do you find yourself doing things differently for the sake of harmony, but after doing so, it just doesn't sit well with you? There's another quote I want to share. He who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe. This quote was by Marcus Aurelius. When is it a good time to do things for the sake of harmony? When should you try to stay the course or change the course? In today's episode, I'm going to share what you can do when you find yourself doing things for the sake of harmony. Let's cue the intro. Welcome to the Boom Vision Podcast, the show that empowers you to live an enriching life physically, mentally, and spiritually. I am your host, Benjamin Yeh, and I created this podcast to give you perspectives on how to strengthen your mindset so that you can build optimal health, create aligned wealth, and connect with your higher self. It's all interconnected. Let's get to work. Hi, folks. Welcome to episode 70 of the Boom Vision Podcast. This past week, there were three separate times when I spoke with friends and coaching clients about what they were doing and not doing for the sake of harmony. Because it's been on top of people's minds, let's just dive right into this very topic. The question I have for you is this: when was the last time you did something or didn't do something for the sake of harmony? Now, the definition of harmony is the agreement of ideas, feelings, or actions, or a pleasing combination of different parts. Now, the framework I want you to consider is broken down into two parts. It's harmony within, and are you dealing with high vibe or low vibe? Let's start with the first part. The question I want you to ask is, do you feel at peace or harmony within yourself? For the things that are outside of your control, that you cannot influence the outcome, are you at peace with what is? For the things that you can influence the outcome, are you able to share authentically what it will take for you to feel at peace? That's why I shared the Marcus Aurelius quote in the beginning of this episode. He who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe. I will share you with another quote. You don't get what you want in life. You get what you are. This quote is by Les Brown. And that's the thing. You don't reach harmony unless you feel harmony already within you. If you're doing anything or not doing anything for the sake of harmony, are you doing it from the space of already having some peace and harmony within you already in your current state of being? Because you don't get what you want in life. You get what you already are and your current state of being. The best way to describe this is that if you're seeking harmony, if you're seeking balance in life or whatever situation you're in, imagine yourself, if you just close your eyes, imagine yourself balancing your body, standing on your right foot. If you're still wobbly and you haven't yet found your balance, imagine someone throwing an object at you like a basketball. If you are not in balance, standing on your right foot, will it be easier for you to find your balance if someone throws something at you at that very moment? Or will it be easier for you if you already feel balanced on your right foot that someone throws a basketball at you to see if you can stay in balance? This is really similar to the concept of harmony. If I don't feel balance from within yet, it will be difficult for me to feel harmony doing something externally when I don't feel harmony within myself yet. But But if I already do feel harmony from within, I already feel that security of balance standing on my right foot, anything I do externally, I will have an easier time to do so for the sake of harmony because I already feel that harmony within. Now, the second part of the framework is high vibe or low vibe. What do I mean by this? Are the other parties involved or the situation that you're in, are they high vibration, neutral vibration, or low vibration? High vibration is when that person is feeling and coming from a place of love, creativity, win-win mindset. Those are all high vibrational energies. But low vibration is when someone is feeling or coming from a place of fear, anxiety, nervousness, anger. Those are all low and negative vibrations. If the situation or parties involved are low or negative energy and vibration, why are you seeking to harmonize with them? Why are you doing or not doing something with them for the sake of harmony? Because if you're doing something for the sake of harmony with someone that is lower or negative vibration, if you are unable to fully express what you're feeling internally, harmony becomes a different word. Harmony, if I break it down, becomes harm in me. You are causing harm within yourself if you cannot express what you truly feel or if you express what you truly want to the people involved. And so the main takeaway from today's sharing is this. Before you do anything for the sake of harmony, I want you to just ask yourself, do I feel harmony within? And whoever I am dealing with, are they high vibe, neutral, or low vibe? And so what are this week's action steps? Using the CAL method, C-A-L method, C, calm yourself with whatever method that works for you. Be in that calm state so that you can go within. A stands for awareness. Bring awareness to your current state of mind. Do you feel that inner peace and harmony, or do you feel turbulent and chaotic? The L stands for language. I want you to just ask yourself just two questions. The first one is, are you at peace and harmony within yourself to authentically share how you feel inside? Do you have that sense of harmony from within? The second question, are the people or situation involved, are they high vibration, neutral vibration, or low negative vibration? For the people or situations that are low or negative vibration, will it disturb your inner peace over time in dealing with them? Is that worth it? Is it truly going to bring you harmony and peace within? Or is it harm in me? Are you bringing harm within yourself in dealing with them? So final thoughts for today's episode. There's a quote I want to share, which is that love is the energizing elixir of the universe, the cause and effect of all harmony. This quote is by Rumi. I hope in today's episode it inspires you to think different. I want to be honest. Part of me in releasing this episode later than usual is because I actually didn't have harmony within myself yet to publish this topic. The more I dove into this topic, the more it felt like I was opening Pandora's box because I really wanted to do this topic justice. But once I reached the harmony within myself, to be okay with it not being perfect, to be okay with creating the space for this conversation to begin so that people can start exploring what it means to find harmony within themselves, and I had seen how life will unfold, I was then able to finish this episode and share with you all. So I want to give a special shout out to my buddy Mike Belcher for helping me realize this. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM on Instagram at Benjamin Yeh, and let me know if this resonates with you or if you're struggling in doing something for the sake of harmony. If you enjoyed today's episode, I encourage you to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts so that other people can find this resource to help them start thriving in life. Until next time, folks, be kind to yourself. Be in the light. Be you. Thank you so much for tuning in to my Boom Vision podcast. If you'd like to find out more about me and this podcast, head over to BenjaminYeh.com. That's spelled BenjaminYeh.com. If you haven't already, click subscribe and I'll catch you next time.